Hey, I'm Carly.
And I'm Sadie.
Welcome to our Mom Club. We love a good, juicy story time with each other.
And now we're bringing you into the club.
So grab your favorite after the kids are in bed snack.
And your caffeinated beverage of choice.
I've got my water.
Because we know I'm not going to make it through this without my Dr. Pepper.
And start your commute from the crib to that pile of laundry you've got and start folding.
Because we're starting a new episode of
the Crib Commute Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the podcast, everybody. I just have to mention and remind everybody, tonight at midnight Eastern time, we're getting a new Taylor Swift album. And
hey,
I had to throw it out there because I'm so excited.
Is that this week?
Next week.
Oh, okay. 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 I was like, Sorry. Yeah. We're recording on the 9th. So
yeah,
okay.
We're recording early. So Sadie's
I'm a little confused.
Today, the 18th of April, tonight, yes. Midnight. Okay, it comes out on the 19th. But
oh yeah, because the 19th is like when everybody unfollowed.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, oh, wild. That's wild, insane. Wild. Yeah.
For real. I saw a tweet that was like a picture of Joe on a city bus in the middle of the night. And somebody was like, when you have to take public transportation because you can't use Taylor Swift's private jet anymore.
That's so funny. Okay. That's so funny. All right. Well, today's episode, we're actually going to be discussing assumptions that you have about us and the podcast. So we've never done this. I do feel like this was a really popular thing a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like very, very popular. Especially like on stories. Media. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But we're like, you know what? We can bring trends back.
We can do something on the podcast.
So we thought it'd be fun to do that. And so we'll see what your assumptions are. Because we've been doing the podcast like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And so I think it's always interesting to hear what people's assumptions are.
Yes.
Based on like, I mean, if they listen to us every week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah. I mean, I'm excited to see what people have said because I think, I don't know. I feel like sometimes when you like assume something, you like want to clear it up and be like, no, that's not true. Like, I'm actually this person, you know?
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
But like at the same time, it's kind of fun to see like, oh yeah, no, that's right. You were correct about me, or right or wrong. No, you were way off.
Well, and I think sometimes people, at least when they first, like the whole assumptions thing started about, I was like, well, I don't want to assume anything about anybody, but like, it's not a bad thing.
No.
And like, this is a way for us to like clear it up and like help almost like a fun way to help people get to know you better.
Yes.
So
Yeah.
All right. Well, Sadie, why don't you start us off?
Okay. The first one is for Carly.
Okay.
And they assume that your favorite artist is Taylor Swift.
Which fit right in because yes.
Nailed it. Crushed it.
Crushed it. Yeah. What an easy first one.
Excellent.
All right. Sadie, this one's for you.
Okay.
They assume you like reading more than watching shows.
So it's funny because I saw this one like as I was like looking at Instagram and I like laughed to myself and I was like, Parker, somebody thinks that I like reading more than watching TV.
Oh, really?
And he was like, you do. And I was like, well. Yeah, that's true.
You have
true.
To like stop and really think about
I was like,
it.
Yeah, I do read a lot more, but I like the background noise of shows.
Okay, yeah.
So like, I told Parker, I was like, if I could have a show on while I read, that's like
that is your kiss. Like perfect yes. moment. That's well, and it's funny too though that you initially were like, no.
No, like, absolutely.
Are you kidding?
Not.
But then even Parker's like, Sadie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's think about this for a minute.
You're always reading. Yeah. So
that's funny.
Okay. Carly. People assume that you can't go to sleep if your house is messy.
There was like quite a few about my house. Guys, it's going to be pretty funny. So honestly, before I was pregnant, yes.
Yeah.
Like we cleaned the house every night, like before it was all like put to bed, I guess you could say. Now, no. My house is not clean all the time. And it's hard, but I've also had to learn like this is the time of life I'm in.
Yeah.
I don't have the energy to do it. And Kyle does a lot, but he also can't, like, I can't keep up on it during the day like I used to.
Yeah.
And so it kind of like builds up. And so there's certain things that we do before bed, but also if we had like a busy day and like Kyle's at Young Men's that night and I'm just like, you know what? I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like I'll have to deal with this later. So I do feel like if you had asked this question 6 months ago, I would have said yes. Now I can easily go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah. All right. Here's a podcast assumption.
Oh, okay.
Podcasting is easier than you expected it to be.
I feel like yes and no.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Because like podcasting itself, like yeah. this recording right now.
Yes.
Absolutely. Way oh, easier.
Yeah. And it's I was so much fun.
Yeah.
So it's like way more fun than I thought.
Yeah. It yeah. was gonna be. Well, and I was like so scared of like all the tech and like
yeah.
all of that. But it's like so much easier. Whereas like the marketing
yeah.
of the podcast and like getting listeners and like
yes.
sponsors, and all that yeah, stuff.
Yeah. That stuff.
Way harder than I
I'm thought. Really surprised too. And maybe this is like an idea that we need to figure out, but it is hard. Okay, so as an influencer, there are a ton of platforms you can just go to
yes.
and get sponsorships.
Yes.
Work with brands really easily. There is like nothing out there for podcasts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Like podcasting yeah. is becoming so big. You would think that there would be a lot more networking opportunities and
yes.
ways to get sponsors.
Especially
I don't know, unless you're
there
like
are so many part listeners of podcasts.
Yes.
And so it would be so, it's so much easier because the brand themselves and the podcasters don't really have to do a lot to yeah. make the content. So it's like way cheaper.
Yeah.
And like,
oh yeah.
And it lives on forever.
Yes.
So like, I don't know.
Yes.
It's
no, I agree. So that part, that's exactly how I would describe yeah. it too.
I think the other thing I was just going to ask, this is, we can cut this out. I don't care. Are you guys monetizing Typical Tuesday Night?
So not yet.
Okay.
So what we wanted to do was get, we said 6 months, which we just hit.
Okay.
So we said, let's do 6 months of not. So if you guys like, sometimes you'll get ads on our podcast yes. here, like you can accept those or not. So we've accepted ones we feel like are a good fit for yeah. our brand. So when those come in on Typical Tuesday Night, we just have declined them all. We wanted to like figure out just how it all ran and yeah. we wanted to make sure that they like fit in right and all of that. And so we decided 6 months and then we'd figure out. So that's actually on our to-do list, is to try and figure out what next steps are.
Okay. So, well, interesting.
Yes.
Okay. This one is for both of us. They assume okay. that we are both very strong spiritually and have a lot of faith. What was your initial reaction to that?
I don't know. I was just like, I mean, I guess –
mine was, that's nice.
I don't
feel like I, maybe I am. I don't know.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it is. I think we're both very open about talking about
yeah.
like our spirituality and our religion and our faith. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people shy away from talking about that. And mm-hmm. so maybe because we're so open about it, like on the podcast, people just
assume
right? Like,
yeah.
oh, like you're very
yeah.
strong. Because I think if you're not super strong in your faith, or maybe you have a little hesitancy, you are less likely.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And I don't mean though that if you don't talk about it, you don't have strong faith.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there is that correlation of like, if I don't, I am automatically going to be a little
yeah.
bit more hesitant. So
yeah, but I just was like,
oh, that was
a
nice.
Little hesitant because
yeah.
I was like, oh, I hope I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, no, exactly.
But,
yeah.
yeah.
No, I kind of feel the same way. All right, Sadie, they assume you love musical theater.
I thought this one was so funny.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what?
Well, I was just like, how did they get to this assumption?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought too. But I mean,
honestly, I thought
like
it was for me at first.
Well, when I saw that, I was like, did they mean Carly?
Yeah.
Like,
but like I checked, I was like, nope, it's under Sadie's.
Well, and it says Sadie likes, it like said,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Sadie likes musical
so
theater.
Specific.
And I was like,
like, wait a second.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because I've been sharing about, like, the music that I've been listening to a lot
maybe,
recently.
Maybe, yeah.
And I did share, like, that Dear Evan Hansen, like, remix.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I was like, man, I freaking love this.
So maybe that's
so
why
maybe,
they just,
yeah.
like,
I don't know. I mean, the answer is I do like it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would say that I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoy
sense.
I
yeah.
enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, Carly, this person assumes that you are a great mother and are always happy.
Which is also very nice.
Very, very nice.
I do feel like, for the most part, like I'm happy.
Yeah.
I would say, like, I, in general, am a very happy person. Yeah. I think that, like, trials and stuff, everybody's going to get sad, right? Everybody's
right.
going to have bad times, days, whatever. But I do feel like, genuinely, for the most part, like, I'm able to move past those and like stay happy and stuff.
I think you have a very positive outlook on
yeah,
life.
For sure.
Which
no,
makes
absolutely.
That
so I think that's
happy.
But at the same time, like no one's always happy.
Right, right, right.
Like that's a little bit much. Right. Okay. This is another podcast one. They're assuming the podcast is going better than we thought it would. Okay, wait. Because here's my thing is, I don't know, like, what I was necessarily, like, expecting.
Yeah.
I think initially I was expecting, like, a certain number.
Yeah.
And, that like, maybe been- we didn't hit that or, like, whatever. Yeah. But then as time went on, I'm like, I feel like my, what am I trying to say?
Like, your expectations.
Like, my expectations have leveled out and now it's kind of expecting what we're getting. But like we've said, marketing for podcasts is hard.
Yeah.
And I think especially for like a lifestyle motherhood podcast, you get lost.
Yes.
Very, very easily.
Yes.
And I mean, you just even look on social media, if you're just trying to be a motherhood, like a motherhood influencer
yeah.
account in general, it's hard. You're going to get lost
yeah.
very easily.
Very quickly.
And so that has been something we've talked about. It's just like,
how
do you move do past that? Yeah. Like that part is really hard. So,
but on the flip side, like I feel like the listeners and like our commuters are yes. so much more like invested and
yes.
like
yes.
community wise
uh-huh.
than I thought it would be.
Oh, absolutely. What I was going to say, like the fact that we've already had a live event and yeah. like made money from podcasting.
Yeah.
That actually
is, very
is going better than I thought.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Would.
So that part is really exciting for only doing this like a year and a half to be able to say that.
Yeah.
That part is going better than I thought it would. So yes. I think kind of a mix of both.
Yes. Okay, Carly, they assume that you have a bunch of shoes and you match them perfectly to your outfits.
No. Which I saw this. I was like, oh, interesting. But it's probably because they like followed me from my fashion blog days.
Yeah.
I am not a shoe person. I think Kyle has more shoes than I do. He, yes,
that.
He loves his shoes. He matches his shoes to his outfits. Like it's a thing.
Yeah.
I have never been like a shoe person. So I have like my same couple shoes that I like rotate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now it's hard too with pregnancy. I literally just wear like my Birkenstocks all day. I just,
oh, sorry.
Bless you. Thank you. I just like wear my Birkenstocks all day because they're so comfortable and I just like throw them on. I'm like, I don't even care. Like
yeah.
no one's, I actually, now that I've like started to feel better, one of my goals is to be like, okay, I should start getting ready again. I should start because I feel like a lot better about that.
But also I feel like
that,
the Birkenstocks are going to stay because then now it's hard to put on shoes.
No, it's true.
And so it's like,
so true. Yeah. Yeah, you're like, what's the point?
Whatever.
What's the point?
I don't care.
Yeah. But I do feel like even when I was a fashion blogger.
Hey parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Your shoes were very similar. I can say
like,
this because
yeah, like,
I was the
I would grab like the same like three pairs
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
just like rotate for yeah. years.
But like, that's like one thing you're good at is like utilizing what was in your closet.
Yeah,
and that
for
was
sure.
like one of your big
yeah,
takes.
Absolutely. Okay. Sadie, they assume you are more likely to be the outgoing one and meet someone at the park type of person.
Okay. I literally laughed out loud when I saw this because I was like, this is not true at all. I
was very intrigued to see how you were going to answer this one.
Yeah. No, I literally, oh, I was like, Parker, you have to hear this. They think that I meet people at the park. And he was like, well, it's probably because you're like outgoing and talkative
yeah,
on the podcast. And
for
I was like,
sure.
No, that's super true. Like,
yeah.
But also that's like part of my personality is like when I meet a friend and like I have a friend,
yes.
we are friends and we are going to
yes.
chit chat.
Like, this
like,
is easy.
This, it's
yeah.
easy.
Yeah.
I am like, okay, please don't talk to me. Please, please don't do like, I want my kids to play with other kids, but like, I don't want there to be like any sort of tussle
yes.
or like
yes.
anything because I don't want to have to speak to people. Like,
well, and I think too, it kind of depends, at least for me, on my mood and where I'm at in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This might sound, you guys can judge me. It's fine. I don't really feel like I need a lot more friends
no,
right now.
No, I get that.
And so it's kind of like when Boston was born and I put him in like his little gym class.
Yeah.
I wanted to like make friends with other moms and mm-hmm. have him have friends his age. And so I did, like, I made a lot of friends. Yeah. I mean, not a lot. I actually have like two really close friends from that little gym class, and yeah. we still hang out like yeah. frequently. And so I like put myself out there then. Now, like when I go to the park and stuff, a lot of times I kind of feel the same way. I'm like, okay, this is my time to sit here.
Yes.
My kids are entertained. They're going to yes. go play. I want to like listen to a podcast or just like sit Chacha. Here in silence. Like, I don't want.
Well, and I'm like if I'm going to have a friend at the park, I'm going to invite a friend to the
yes,
park.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and like yeah. that sounds bad. It sounds no. so clicky. But also, this is another part of my personality that I think doesn't come through on – it doesn't come through on the podcast yeah. because it, we're chit-chatting
for sure.
friends is I have a lot – I have like three close friends.
Yeah.
And that's all I need. Yeah. I don't need more friends than
that. Yeah. And that I know. Well, no, that's so why bad. I like felt but, bad saying like, it.
My personality – that's what I need is yeah. the close friends. I want the close friends that I can talk about the deep stuff. I don't yes. want, I don't want to just like meet up chat for like 5 minutes yes. and like do the small talk. I yeah. would rather die. But like there are other people who they need a lot of friends yeah. in order to feel fulfilled yeah. and like feel like they are worth something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that's just not me. Like I don't yeah. need a lot of friends in order to feel fulfilled.
Yeah.
And
well, I think it is hard too, because like a lot of our episodes recently, because we've gotten a lot of responses about people saying like, how do I make mom friends?
Yes.
And we have been talking about like,
yes.
go to a park, go to the library, go yeah. do this. And I think those are great things. And that's why I wanted to bring up like at that stage in my life with Boston, yes. I needed that. I wanted him to have other, you know, friends, because a lot of my friends had kids before I did and they were all girls.
Yes.
And like, I love Berkeley. I right, love Madison. I, you know what I mean? Like all of these
but it's different.
But like I wanted him to have
friends that were boys.
That were boys that were his age. And yes. so I had to step up and make that effort. But now I'm like we have the mom friends that are his friends.
Yes.
And I have my friends that I get other, you know, talking more or yes. like whatever, you know, we just go out and have a girls' night. And so I feel like I'm in that place where I like, okay, I did the work.
Yes.
And it's like paid off.
Yes.
So like, I'm not trying to say like,
no, that's the thing. But I think about it. Cause like, I think about like my bungo group.
Yeah.
That's a very different set of friends than my mom
yes.
friends.
Yes.
Like I have a set of mom friends that are very close to me that like, they're the people that I ask the questions to or that I yeah. text where I'm like, okay, you'll get this. Like, yeah. let me just
for sure.
tell you about this.
Yeah.
But then I have like my bungo friends that yeah. are like all, they're all young, way younger than me. They're yeah. like at least 10 years younger. 10? Eight.
Yeah. But around, yeah, they're yeah, like,
they're like 20s, younger than
yeah,
me, like
20s.
Very much first time moms.
Yeah.
Like that demographic. And like, we don't hang out as moms. We
yes.
hang out as girls.
Friends. Yeah.
Like and so women, like, yeah. I think it's different. And you have those different groups of friends because they
yeah.
give you the, sounds bad. They give you different things.
Like no,
they,
but you need
you,
that.
You, yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
But yeah, no, I'm not the outgoing meet somebody at the park person. No. Okay.
I love it.
Carly, they assume that you're not scared to add another baby to your family.
Yeah. I feel like at first I wasn't, and now that it's getting closer, there are those moments that hit.
Yes.
And you're like,
oh my
gosh.
Oh,
wait. Like yeah. there's going to be three of them?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times it's been lately where, because we get out of the house a lot, we go places, and I just am at the point where I'm like, wait, how am I taking three kids out of this car
yeah.
and walking in there?
I was going like, to ask you, ugh. Are you getting a new car?
Yes.
Okay. Cause I was, I like, I mean, I've driven in your car and you have your boys and they're both
yeah.
rear facing or whatever in
yeah,
the back.
In the back. But there's like
there's no room
yeah,
for
no.
another car seat.
Yeah.
And so I was like, how should, are you
we
in
like
van?
Started, no, we're not going to get a van. I'm not a van person.
I know, but sorry, have you everybody. Driven a van?
No. I know my other friend is like really pushing it. She's like, you've got to get a van. It's the greatest
you
thing
need
ever.
To try a van.
Okay.
And I'm going to be like to the type of van. It has to be 2018 or newer.
Okay.
Honda Odyssey with the horizontal slidey seats.
Okay.
Cause that's
what my friend has. Yeah. She's
in
like,
and of itself will change your life. Like, you can put baby in, slide it over.
Yeah, and then.
And then help Boston.
Yeah.
And
which I think it sounds, I see why they're amazing. Like,
also,
it sounds super nice.
Okay, I was talking to Taylor Mobley from
uh-huh.
Taylor Lately or whatever her, I don't remember her handle.
I think that's it.
But she was like, the rental car company gave us a van and I hate it. That I hate the fact that I like it.
But, oh, yeah. And I could see that being me.
Yeah. And I was like.
Because I also feel like I've been so anti-van to everybody that like now just for my own pride.
Yes.
I couldn't get one.
Yes.
Which is terrible.
She was like, the sliding doors, man, they it's just so so much less stress when your kid opens the door and like hits the car next to you.
Yeah.
But also as a boy mom and like your boys are older, so they're, you know, going potty.
Yeah.
And like in the middle of the drive home, they're like, I need to go potty. And you're like.
You're like, okay.
My uncle, he was like, I wish we would have got a van with our first kid. Because our first kid was a boy. And he was like, because you can pull off to the side of the road, open up the van door.
And they just, like, pee off the side.
They don't have to get out. You don't have to get out.
For sure. That is nice. Yeah.
And, like, nobody can see them.
Yeah.
And, like, he's like, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's right.
That is so funny. He's right. Yeah.
Because that is the most annoying thing to, like, especially when you have to get, like, other kids out of the car to go inside.
Yes.
It's like a drive-thru, you know? It's a drive-thru
bathroom. Well, that's the thing is I just keep thinking, like, what are we going to do? We've been doing a little bit of research and stuff. We, this month, our goal is to, like, go test drive some, make a decision, and then hopefully have one in the next little bit. Okay, let's see. Somebody said they assume Sadie is bummed that Carly started another podcast with a different friend.
I feel like this is awkward.
I was like, oh, okay. This was on mine. Somebody posted it on mine. I was like, oh, interesting.
I mean, bummed? It's like...
I'm like, I mean, to be honest, I feel like if that was the other way around, I would feel a little like, maybe a little bummed. I would like see why you... did it and like it's not like you can stop anybody.
I don't want this to sound bad. I get bummed because your podcast is so well.
Oh, which makes sense.
You know, like I'm like, oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, I mean, it's the same thing that we talked about with like the podcast marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing a Taylor Swift podcast.
Oh, it's so much easier. Oh, it's so much easier.
There's so many things you can do with a Taylor Swift podcast.
So much easier.
Swifties. Hop on board.
Oh, right so away. Easily.
Moms
so
are easily. So judgmental and they're like, oh, is this what I want to listen to?
Yes.
Am I sure this is what I want to spend my time with?
You know? Absolutely. Well, and that's why I brought up that marketing because it is. I think because I started the second one, I realized like, oh, motherhood topic, that's hard.
Yeah.
Like it is so hard to grow and like get new people. And like you said, like, moms are a lot more judgmental about motherhood stuff.
Yes.
And they're a little more hesitant. Where if you're just sort of like, I like Taylor Swift, if you do too, it's just like, cool.
Cool, me
like,
too.
I'm
Let's talk about Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Where and, like motherhood gets to be a lot more of a, almost a taboo topic to some people. And it's like, well, do we have the same vibe of motherhood?
Yes.
Do I not? Am I going to like what you're saying? What are you going to say? Like.
Well, and also like the other thing for me too is like, we are also like a clean motherhood podcast.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, well, how clean are you? Like, and like, you know, like there's just like so many different things where it's like this, we have like our niches, whatever.
Yeah.
But like in and of themselves, those niche, whatever word is, have like diehards and like sub niches. And so it's just like,
well, it's hard too because, like, we want to be a motherhood podcast and we want to relate to their moms and we want to talk about motherhood stuff, but there's more to us than motherhood. So it's like motherhood's like a core, but then we also don't want to just talk about motherhood. We want to, like, entertain moms. And it's like, how do you describe that to somebody? I don't know. It's been a really weird.
Yeah, it's been really hard to figure out the, like, verbiage to use and all that jazz.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, and the other thing too with your Taylor Swift podcast. Is that Taylor Swift is huge
right now.
Like, you guys launched your podcast at like the most perfect time that you could have ever launched a podcast.
Yes.
And, like, I'm like, so, like, that was a, it's, I mean, I don't want to say a bummer for me.
No, but I,
but, like, it's like,
I mean, I even feel that way sometimes. I'm just like, wait, like, this one we've been doing for a lot longer. I feel like we put a lot more.
Yeah. Like
effort and, like, upfront stuff with it.
Yeah.
Why is it so hard to get our name out there?
Yes.
Where, like, the Taylor Swift one, we literally don't have to do much, and it just, like, pops up on the charts.
Yeah.
Because it's Taylor Swift. That's literally all it is. Yeah.
And so, I mean, not bummed.
Yeah.
Like, bummed that you started with a podcast with a different friend? No.
Yeah.
I think if you had been like, hey, I'm going to do a podcast with another friend and not do this
anymore.
I would have been
that
like.
That would have been really bad.
well, that's rude.
Yeah, you know? That's pretty bad.
I would have, that would have made me really sad.
For sure.
Like, there are, I mean, and I've had moments where I've been like, does Carly, like, not want to be my friend anymore?
Oh my, you know, just no, like, but I get what you're saying.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you go through those, like, hormonal things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And then you just, like, start overthinking it and stuff.
And then you talk to somebody else and they're like, no, you idiot. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Well, and I think that's the thing, too, is, like, I was a little hesitant. And, like, I even told Jess, I was like, I don't know, like, I love doing the podcast with Sadie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop it.
Yeah.
So, like, as long as it doesn't interfere with me doing that, because I think that's important, too. Like, as a friend and, like, when you start something with somebody, like,
to be committed to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, and the reason, like, I started a second one, and I've told you this, is, like, I love podcasting. Yeah. It's so much fun. Like, doing this and, like, sitting down with you and just, like,
having a reason to meet, like, up with your friend and chat about things
is so much fun. Yeah.
And also, like, this maybe goes back to, like, the friendship thing.
Yeah.
Like, meeting other friends. We have, like, a specific thing that we're talking about. So then we've both been thinking about it and we're like, okay, like, I'm ready to chat.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, and the other thing that I always tell people, because they're like, they'll, you know, like, ask about the podcast and, like, what do you like about one and the other? And, like, there's different things that I like about both of them.
Yeah.
And it's fun because, like, this one, for like, the Taylor one, like, forces Jess and I to, like, get together and, like, hang out. And it's, like, such a bummer because you live far away.
Yes.
But I almost like doing the podcast because it's forced us to stay friends.
Yes.
And not that I'm like, oh, I wouldn't
have dropped off.
No, because
but, like, we would
we wouldn't have stayed as close. And we would have probably, whenever you came up, you would have texted me and I've been like, great, let's go to lunch. Like we used to do.
Right.
You know, and we went to lunch and we'd see each other and then I'd see you in 6 months and we'd maybe, like, text a little bit occasionally.
Maybe.
But, like,
because we're both really bad texters.
No, I for real stuff. I'm a bad texter. I feel like I used to be so good and then had kids.
No, that's 100% what it is. It's just like, oh, sorry. Shoot. Yeah. I'm so sorry. No, but, like,
absolutely. But like, it's I love it. I love that I am, like, on my calendar. Every other week, Sadie and I hop on and chat.
Yes. Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, I can't let that go.
Right.
Like, well, I can't. Like, that also, is so much fun for
me. We've, like, set this precedence with, like, our families and our husbands that's, like, I'm podcasting tonight.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, like.
And I like that it, nice. Like, it makes it an easier, like, excuse too.
Yes.
If it wasn't podcasting and we were just like, oh, like, let's chat, you know, like, I'm gonna call Sadie, you know, every other week. It's like, that's so much easier to be like, hey, Sadie, something came up. Like,
yes.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Or, and then it's like a month's gone by, two months have gone by. And, like,
well, and, like, the other thing is, like, we also have a commitment to our listeners now.
Yeah.
So, like, we have to get on in podcasts, you know, like, it's not just like us being like, no, we need to podcast. Like, it's like, no, we need to get an episode out. So, yes, like, we, like, have to
this
do
is what we have to do. Yeah. So I agree. I love it too.
Okay. But yeah, so I think it's fine. It's fine that you started another one. Okay. Carly, the people assume that you were popular in high school.
I thought this was interesting too. Because I would say no, but I feel like there are two types of popular.
Yes.
At least in my head. This is how I viewed high school. I feel like there was the popular crowd that it was like, they're very quote-unquote cool, they're like the most pretty, they're like kind of above
everybody else, the ones that, like, in the movies, they are
the popular ones. And then I do feel like there's that popular crowd where it's more everybody knows you.
Yes.
Like,
you're friends with everybody.
Yeah. Like, everybody likes you. I will say I feel like I was that. Like, I was in student government. I hung out with lots of different groups of people.
Everybody knew you.
Like, everybody knew who I was. And I feel like I'm a nice person. So I didn't, like, have, I know, maybe there's, like, people out there like, I hated Carly, but, like,
she was the worst.
Not that I really know. So I feel like, in the sense of, like, everybody, at least in the class, knew who I was.
Yeah.
Yes. I definitely was not the cool, most pretty,
popular girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This one's the last one for you, Sadie. Okay. So they assume you have lots of brothers.
I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what an interesting thing. It's probably because I feel like my appearance, I just don't really care. And I don't care, but I talk about
like your sisters.
I do talk about my sisters a lot.
Which is why it surprised me that they said.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I have two brothers and I have two sisters. So.
Yeah. So I guess that's a lot if you.
But if I think about, like, in-laws, I have. How many brother-in-laws do I have? So I have two sisters. they're both married, so that means I have two brother-in-laws on that side. On Parker's side, I have three, because my brother-in-law, Matt, Adam, landed.
Yeah.
So then that would make I have seven of each, guys, because... Because everybody's married.
Yes, seven.
So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of a lot. Because I do consider my in-laws siblings.
Like, yeah, for sure.
But in terms of, like, immediate family, I have two.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a lot.
Yeah.
But I also, though, was in the middle of the boys. Okay. So that also seems like a lot. Because I have an older brother and a younger brother.
Yeah.
So maybe. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. I thought that was an interesting one.
Yeah. Last one for Carly. Someone said they assume your house is always clean and you don't deal with confidence issues.
That is not true.
Carly is the most confident person we have ever met.
No. I mean, I've talked about the house one, right?
Yes.
I feel like before my house was pretty clean. And I just, not now. I thought the confidence issues was a really interesting one. Because I think everybody has confidence issues about something. I feel like now in my life, I'm the most confident I've ever been.
Well, there you go.
So that's good. I feel like, I don't know. Like people say, like, once you turn 30,
you just don't care
anymore. You just don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really actually genuinely do feel like, I'm like, yeah, like why did I care so much? But I also, this is something I've always struggled with. I very much care what other people think about me.
Yeah.
And it has been a lot of work to not feel that way, but I still do.
Right.
And I actually almost feel like that's part of the reason I haven't been on social media as much, because I know the hate out there is just getting so much more, like, so much worse.
Yeah.
And people are just awful and so judgmental that I just know it's not worth me trying to worry about what people are going to think about me, because I care so much. Mm-hmm. That it's almost like I'm protecting the confidence that I do have.
Well, and I mean, we've talked about before, like, you didn't really, like, when people were like, I don't like your outfit, it was like, okay.
Yeah, like, whatever.
I do.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But, like, when it's, like, you sharing about, like, your kids and your motherhood, and it's like.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't want you to judge me.
I worked really hard on that. And, like, I love my kids. So, like. The fact that you're, like, being mean to me about my kids, like, that means a lot. Like that hurts a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I was going to say something about confidence. Oh, talking about, like, the difference between, like, your 20s and 30s.
Oh, uh-huh.
In your 20s, though, you're, like, seeking a mate.
A mate.
That sounds bad. Like, a spouse. Like, you're trying to, like, date and, like, so it's, like, very much outward appearance.
Yeah.
And, like, because – you're not going to go on a date with somebody that you're not attracted to in some way.
Yeah.
But you have to, like, put yourself out there a lot in your 20s. And in your 30s, you're like, well, I already got married.
Yeah.
I have my family. Like, I have your friends.
Exactly. And that's kind of where I'm at. It's like, you know what? If I show up to my friend's house, or if my friend comes over and my house is a mess, like, they love me.
Yeah.
They don't care. Their house is probably just as messy.
Well, and not only that, but, like, we also know, like, it's an off day for Carly. That's okay. We all have those, you know? Instead of, like, when you're, like, still trying to make friends and you're in that, like,
younger
phase, my house is a mess. That's what they're going to think I just always am.
Yes.
Which, like, I mean, I feel like sometimes that's, like, the vibe that I give off, because I'm like, I just don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, I do care.
No, you care.
Like, I do care. And I, like, definitely clean my house and, like, I shower and all that jazz. But, like,
so he's like, shower, what's that?
What's a shower?
Are we supposed to clean our house?
I haven't done that in weeks.
I totally know what you mean.
But, like, there are other things that I'm like, no, this will get done, you know? Yeah. Whereas, like, it's not as big of a priority for me. And, like,
no, yeah,
but my friends know that,
yeah.
Oh, whereas, like, sure. Now, or back in my 20s, it was like, how do I impress these people? And, like, how do I, like, make them want to stay my friend?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's just a lot
more. Think, too, it goes back to, like I said, like, I feel like this is the most confident I've been. It's because I'm confident in the choices that I'm making.
Yes.
Whether that is I'm going to clean my house today and people are going to come over, or I'm confident that, like, I can leave it a mess and it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Or, like, I mean, I'm wearing my hair curly today, you guys. I never wear my hair naturally curly. But, like, I've just been to a point where I'm like, I can be confident in who I am.
Yes.
This is it. And I'm confident in the choices and the priorities, like what you were talking about. I'm confident in the priorities that I'm putting for myself.
Yes.
But I was not that way earlier. And it's still hard.
Right. It still is. I mean, there's still things that you're just going to be like, oof.
Well, and it's interesting too, because they were like, you don't deal with confident issues. Because I feel like, especially in the way that I look right now, when I'm pregnant, I have the worst confidence issues around my body and the way that I look, which I think is very understandable.
And it's very normal.
Very normal. Yeah. Yeah. And so like my friend the other day was like, your curly hair looks so cute. And I'm like, thanks. I don't like to do it when I'm pregnant because I already feel big.
Yeah.
And then my curly hair is just bigger. And I just feel like it makes everything you're just look like this, like wider. You know what I mean?
Just a square. Yeah,
it's this, like big blob of whatever. But, you know, so it's just interesting. But like, I actually was talking to my friend about this too. I saw somebody on Instagram post something. They just like stood in front of their camera and they say, and it said something about the fact of, tell me what thing I'm thinking or like that I have the most self-conscious issues about.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, I think you look great. Yeah. And then the words popped up that it was like, if you can't figure it out, I can't figure out yours. And I was just like,
I love that.
Oh my gosh. Right?
I love that.
Because like, I don't look at you and I'm like, oh, Sadie should fix this, should fix that. Like, I literally have no idea what would bother you about yourself.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, wait, people don't, they don't know what I think about my, they don't care.
Yeah. Well, you know? I also heard a like sound. So there's this girl, I'm going to butcher her name, Josie
Balta. Oh my gosh, I love her. Yes. Yeah,
she has like the best voice and like she shares the most beautiful poems. But she talked about like, I don't remember the last time I like went to the pool and like remembered what other people were wearing. I don't remember. No, like I don't have friends that I'm like, how much do you weigh?
Yeah.
And like,
well, and why I like does that too, matter? In that she talked about like, I don't describe my friends by the way they look.
Exactly.
Like, oh my gosh, you're right. I
don't.
I like, don't.
I tell people that Carly's fun and outgoing and like that we like chat about fun things and like, and it's like, no, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So like, I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah. But like to you, it feels like such a big deal.
No, 100%.
You know? And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't look at me. Like I feel so fat. I look so pudgy or like whatever. Yeah. And then you realize you're like, nobody cares.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because it's like, I see you as a pregnant person. You're I'm so, like, her belly's so cute.
You're so, well, yeah, but that's the thing is like, that's how I feel about my friends.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, your belly's so cute. And then like, you're like, I feel like I'm as big as a house.
Yes. No, so. Absolutely.
Well, and this is something that my sister-in-law and I talked about because both of my sister-in-laws are very skinny people.
Uh-huh.
They are tall and skinny. And like when they were pregnant, they were those cute little, you couldn't tell that they were pregnant from behind. Yeah. I mean, if they were standing straight on, it was like,
what?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then they would turn and you'd be like, oh, pregnant. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby. There's a baby. And so I was just like, but like,
like I hate those
my
people,
sister-in-law also. Was like, I hate when people say like, you're so tiny. She was like, because this is the biggest I've ever been. And like my belly, I'm not used to a belly like this.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not used to this. And so it feels, I feel so big.
Yeah.
Even though
like to other people, I might not be.
Yeah.
Well, and I remember I had this experience too with a friend and I had said, and now I'm like, don't say anything about anybody's weight or, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had said something like, you are so tiny. And we were talking about it. And she's like, honestly, like, that's hard for me because, like, my baby's not growing the rate that they're supposed to. And I'm actually, like, really worried. Like, I wish I was bigger.
Yeah.
Because that would mean that my baby was growing on track. Correct. And it, like, hit me. I was like, wow, like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. What people are going through or experiencing. And like, just because I wish I wasn't as big when I was pregnant, like there, I mean, my baby is growing and it's on track and it's healthy. And like, I should be grateful for that. And not that I think it's still okay to, you know, feel how you feel and accept
that.
And like, not just be like, oh, you know, toxic positivity, just be grateful for whatever. But it was just an eye-opening experience to be like, it's not necessarily always greater.
Yes.
To be smaller. Like she wishes that she wasn't because there's more to it than that.
Yeah. Well, and I also think like, cause I don't, maybe it's because you're pregnant that we're like getting a lot of like pregnancy things related on the podcast's Instagram, but I've been seeing a lot of like pregnancy workouts and like,
oh, interesting.
Things like that. And I'm like, that is so weird. I don't,
Sadie,
I'm not pregnant. I don't plan on being in it ever again.
Yeah.
But like, one of them that I saw was like why you should work out while you were pregnant. And I was like, that is such an interesting thing to say because like it was everything that I could do to function.
Yes.
Let alone
work out.
And I was talking to my sister because we have like kind of similar pregnancies.
Yeah.
And we were both like, if I'd have worked out, I'd have gone into labor like every day.
Yeah.
Like I would have been in labor and delivery every single day because my body couldn't handle that. And like, I feel like that's another thing, like a layer with pregnancy is you have to understand how your body works with pregnancy. And then you have to just like cut out all the noise.
Yep.
And that's the hard part is, I mean, with confidence issues, everything in general is like finding what works for you and then cutting out all the noise.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's a lot.
Oh yeah.
So good luck with that, people. Yeah. I don't have any tips other than cut out the noise.
Just like we understand.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah. But that was fun.
That was fun. And I kind of liked where it led some of the conversations too.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Kate, don't forget to follow us on Instagram. That's where we ask for stuff like this, whether it's story episodes, random Q&As like this. So to be involved in those episodes, you can just find us at Crib Commute Podcast.
Yep. And then if you're new, this is your first time listening, just hit that follow button so you get notified for next new episodes, things like that. And we'll catch you on our next commute. Bye.
Thanks for joining us for today's episode of the Crib Commute Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you can be alerted when new episodes air. And be sure to rate and review so more commuters can find us.
Follow us on Instagram at Crib Commute Podcast. You can also check out the show notes from each episode at cribcommutepodcast.com. Until our next commute, chat soon.